Erev Shabbos, Parshas Baleischa, Tavshin Samaches.
It's an interesting year to have Parshas Baleischa right after Shavuos. Normally it doesn't happen like that. Normally it occurs that Parshas Nasai follows Shavuos. And this year being an Ibiyar, a leap year, we have Baleischa following Shavuos, which is interesting because even though Ein Muktam Muchem B'Teira, which means that there's not necessarily a chronological order to the events that the Torah records, and that is necessarily the order that it happened in, that we know. Historically speaking, things are scattered throughout the Torah. Nonetheless, where we stand now is exactly the place that the Klal Yisrael stood 3,000 years ago, right after receiving the Torah in Har Sinai. That's where they were. And that's what Parshas Baleischa talks about. When they left Har Sinai, and then the encampments and the travelings throughout the Midbar is alluded to and specified in certain places here in the Torah. In Parshas Baleischa, Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Torah tells Vayisu my Har Hashem Derech Shloshesh Yamim, that they traveled away from Har Hashem. That means they left Har Sinai. They went for 3 days. Va'arim Bris Hashem they say lefneim, the Aron was being carried before them. Losa lehem menucha va'anan Hashem aleihem yoimam benosam min amachane. And here the Torah tells us there was a cloud. There was a cloud that went above them during the day benosam min amachane as they traveled away from the camp. And Rashi says that we find throughout the travels of Klal Yisrael, you find this anan, or a anan, a cloud, you find 7 different times. And Rashi says, Shiva anan m'ksuvim maseim. Throughout their travels, you find, and again, this is scattered throughout, we have already in Parshas Baleischa, when they left Mitzrayim. Parshas Beshalach, Vayi Beshalach Parei Yisam, when they left Mitzrayim, over there already tells us there was Amud Onon Lanchoi Samay Derech Valayla Lahor Lahem Lalechesem Valayla. You see, there was a cloud over there already. So Rashi says there were 7 clouds, 4 on each side of them, 1 on top, 1 on the bottom, that's 6, and then 1 that went in the front of them to lay down the land, to smooth it out for them to go. To kill any nechashim v'akrabim, Rashi says. So there were 7 in total. Then the Torah says, this is a shishi, right after this pasuk, v'ayim ben say ha'orei v'ayim ha'mesha, kuma Hashem. In the travels, the way it went was even though they got a signal from the anan, when it lifted off of the camp, then they were supposed to proceed, they were supposed to go travel, and when it settled down, that's when they were supposed to camp. Nonetheless, every time it had to go with a statement from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kuma Hashem, he had to say, V'yafutza yivecha, which is an interesting statement that Moshe Rabbeinu has to say. Scatter your enemies, chase your enemies away from before you. Uvenucha yomer, and when they had an encampment, when they had a chaniya, when they were yachanu, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have to say, Shuva Hashem, Ruvavay Salva Yisrael, and then they would camp. That's here in Perek Yud, Pasuk, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, and Lamed Hei. Different numbers that the Mepharshim give of how many times that they encamped and traveled. The most well-known number is 42 Masais that they have. And that's really recorded in Parshas Masai. Vayisa Vayachna, Vayisa Vayachna, and each place is stated over there in Parshas Masai. But then earlier in Parshas Baleischa, there's another interesting mention of the travels of Klal Yisrael. It's in Perek Tes. After they are told, this is Bashana Hashenis, let's say Samaritan Mishram Achidash Rishon Lamer, says Tomer Rishchidash Nisan, the second year. And they make the Karban Pesach, and right after the Karban Pesach, Pasuk, it says Perek Tes, Pasuk Tesvav. And you have Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yudtes, Chav, Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel. There's 9 psukim. And if you read the 9 psukim, they seem to be very redundant. and almost not necessary, if you could say that, if you could ask that, which the Rishonim do ask that, why the necessity of the Arichus, the tremendous lengthy discussion and detail that the Torah gives over here. Says, in the day that the Mishkan was erected, the cloud covered over the Mishkan. This also we already had in the Torah. The end of Parshas Pekudei, after they set up the Mishkan finally, and it was fully erected, it said a cloud came down at the end of Parshas Pekudei. A cloud came down. There was a point in time actually that the whole Mishkan, the whole Oyel Mayed was filled up with Eish, that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't approach the Oil Maid, he couldn't go in at that time. So the Machlekes was that take place for 7 days straight, that he couldn't go in, because it was sort of a fire representing the Shekhinah within the whole inside of the Oil Maid, and the cloud just on the outside. And then the fire sort of was concentrated and taken up and put into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to indicate that the Shekhinah, which had encompassed the entire Oil Maid, would then now settle in just the Aron Kodesh, and the Shekhinah would be within the Aron, within the Torah, and then just the cloud hovered over the Mishkan, or did that only happen in one day, and then it was enveloped with the cloud for the remainder. But that happened in Parshas Pekudei, and was told over there in a couple of psukim. Here it's a sort of a repetition in Parshas Baal Eishchem. The cloud can't cover the Mishkan. So there was a cloud in the day, and then a fire at night to give them light. It would always be like this. Even though Mefarshim point out it shouldn't be Kain Yiyatamid, it should be Kain Hayatamid. So it was. Rashi says it's like Kamei Hoyve Ala Mishkan, that this is that they say that that's what it always was. There was an Anan and there was an Eish. And if according to the time when the Anan would lift off of the Oil, so too there will be the travels of the Bnei Yisrael. Ka'achre ken Yisrael Bnei Yisrael. Of a mekayim asher yishkan Hashem ha'onan, wherever it would rest, Shem yachanu Bnei Yisrael, that's where Bnei Yisrael would rest. Next pasuk. Al pi Hashem Yisrael Bnei Yisrael, al pi Hashem yachanu. Kol yimei asher yishkan ha'onan al mishkan yachanu. We already said that. We said that wherever the Anan would rest, wherever the yishkan ha'onan, Shem yachanu. So the next pasuk it says, "Kol yimei asher yishkan Shem yachanu Bnei Yisrael." So the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Sforno, and the Achrayim, Archaim, all ask, "What are you repeating this over and over and over so many times?" Uvaharichanan ala mishkan yamim rabim, and if it would be there a long time, Rishonim yisalus mishmeres Hashem v'lo yiso, and they wouldn't travel. And sometimes it would be a few days, sometimes it would be just overnight. Sometimes it will be 2 days, sometimes it will be a month, sometimes it will be a year. Just tell us that Pi Hashem Yachno, Pi Hashem Yiso. Whenever the cloud went, that's when they travel. When the camp rested, that's where they rested. So the Sforno says like this. This is a pasuk Yud Zayin, that when the cloud lifted off, that's when they knew to travel. Uvemekayim asher yishkam shem ha'onan, and wherever the cloud would rest, shem yachanu Bnei Yisrael, that's where Bnei Yisrael would rest. That would be the signal that it was time for them to set up camp. So says this Sforno that there's a stage of five different praises, and that's why the Torah elaborates on this to tell us and point out in detail the reaction that Klal Yisrael had in each of these masois and each of these machanois. He makes an allusion, first of all, he says, Sibeschusen she Yisrael alechtem achron b'midbar. He's making an allusion to the famous pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Beis, pasuk Beis, that Haloich v'karaz bazne Yerushalayim Leimar lechtechachre, that zacharti lo chesed urayach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I remember the chesed urayach, I remember the chesed, which Pashas means the chesed that Klal Yisrael did with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ahavas kulub loisayach, which refers to Matan Torah. The Maimon Har Sinai was the chasen between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, and Hashem says, I remember those days, lechtech acharei b'midbar, that right after we got married, kaviyoch, with HaKadosh Baruch with Har Sinai, and Hashem says, okay, I'm going to now whisk you off to a new land, my new bride, and we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz lo yizra'uha, it was very unknown, it was a dangerous place, there was no food that was known, there was no water that was known, and we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Amuna that we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, that I remember for all times. Because that's a nevuah for that Yirmiyahu was giving for all future times. What is that chesed urayach? What did we do? Yeah, we went into a place, we didn't know where we were getting our food, how are we going to have sustenance? That's already one chesed. But here, this Sforno is saying is that even within those travels, there was a tremendous Emunah. It was a tremendous confidence that we had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the Torah feels they have to have 9 psukim to spell that out. Rishayne, he says, Sheikhayne b'magam ha-shayishkem shem ha-anan, that we encamped. Whenever the anan, whenever the cloud would settle down and give us the signal, this is the place for a chaniyah, for an encampment, we did so. Afo pi sheyimakim toyu yilel yishimayim. Wasn't the best condition. Wasn't the best place to settle down. We would have liked to have a fancier home. We would have liked to have a more comfortable quarters. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to go here. So we're ready to go here. We're listening to Hashem. We're ready to camp over here. That's Pasuk Yud Zayin. And Pasuk Yud Ches is Al Pi Hashem Yisu api Hashem Yachanu Uvaharech Anan al Mishkan Yomim Rabim. And sometimes the Anan would just remain on the Mishkan for a long time. Now we didn't know how long that would be. We didn't know how long we would be in this place. If it was an uncomfortable place, so we didn't know how long we'd have to be in this uncomfortable place. But however long it was, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael is Mishmeres Hashem v'lo Yisou. They guarded the Mishmeres Hashem v'lo Yisou, says this Sforno. Sipur Sheinis. This is a second praise about Klal Yisrael. Shei Mamtines Hamtanasa Yizorman Aruch. Afo pi Shei Hamakum Rama Oid. Means even this was a very difficult place to encamp with all their families and all of their animals. They had to stay there. If it was not the best of conditions, nonetheless, they did so b'simcha. They did so without question. V'lo Yisou, and they didn't look for a better place to camp. Loser l'makom l'chanoisim tovim better. Let's look for a better place. Maybe we should move over a couple of hundred yards. They didn't look for a different place. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the place you're going to be for now, that's what they did. The pasuk continues, V'yesha shayiyah yomim misper. Sometimes it was a very short time that they were there. Sipur Shlishis. This is a third praise of Klal Yisrael. Shalafamim oisach haniyasim b'makom no'is l'amaluk m'neim. Sometimes this is a very good place. The atmosphere was good, the conditions were much better, and here they would have liked to stay for a long time. It's good for them, it's good for their kids, it's good for their cattle. V'shama yesheichinam yamim misper. And there, no, we were hoping to stay for a long time in this place. At this stage in their life, they said, this is great, let's stay for a long time. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. V'kamakam al pi Hashem yachanu. First of all, even in the places where it was a comfortable place to stay, and they could have said, like, oh, finally, this is good for us. Before, when it was uncomfortable, all right, that we were martyrs, that we did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He wants us to have a tough time and live through the difficult places. All right, that we do al pi Hashem. Says the Sforno, no, even in the times when it was good for them, even in the times of their heyday, the times when it was very comfortable to be in the place that they were, which is seems obvious from the Torah here, that there were places in the desert and the Midbar that some were better than others. But even in a place where it was good for them, it was Tev Lahem, it was Tev L'Mekneyem, it was Nois Lahem, it was a comfortable, pleasant place to be. So the Torah points out that their Kavana was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. Loi Me Ahavas Oisei Amok. Not because they liked this place, then this was a good place for them. This is only because Hashem set the rest over here. Hashem set the camp over here. And Hashem set the camp over here, they were going to do it for that reason. That Kavanah was L'Shem Shemayim. And even though they would have liked to stay over there, Baal Pi Hashem Yisrael, they had to leave this good place. We would have liked to stay. If you give us an option, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would stay here for more days. Well, not only for a couple of days, not only for a month, we would stay here for years. No. Throughout the 40 years in the desert, you're talking about only 42 encampments. I mean, sometimes they were there for a period of many years. Could have been 5, 10, 12 years that they didn't move. And that could have been not the best place. And then it could have been a place that they were ready to stay for maybe 30 years. Because this is a perfect place, and they knew they had to be here for 40 years. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you were here maybe overnight. The Yesha Shayehana Me'erabad Baker. They were there overnight. They didn't have time to settle in. And even this is a terrific place to stay. The Anon already lifted itself up and said, we're ready to go on. This, the Sfarna says, Sipa Revius. This is already a fourth praise. It was such a short time. It was just overnight. Overnight. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing with us? He's playing tricks with them. Alright, settle over here. They're settling in. They didn't have time to unpack their bags. And the next morning they wake up. They didn't have time to set up the Mishkan. Because it's over Yom HaKimes HaMishkan. You can only set up the Mishkan during the day. So they came at night to a place. They settled down. They went to sleep. They were about to set up the Mishkan the next morning. The cloud lifts up. We're going further. So really there was a tremendous amount of insecurity. There was a tremendous amount of unknown throughout the 40 years in the desert. And this is included in the Navi's praise of Klal Yisrael, that the Zacharti lo chesed reich, I remember all the chesed you did, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem says, that lechtech bamid baretz baretz lazeruah, you went in this midmah, you followed me, unknown, and you followed me with uncertainty and insecurity, and this is remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here when you read the Pesuk, and the Tzvon is pointing out what was the chesed that we did. We didn't know how long we would stay. When we stayed in a place that was uncomfortable, we trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we did so b'simcha. When we were in a place that was good for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael said, we're doing this only Api Hashem Yachin. We're not doing it because we like this place, we're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this place for us. When it was a very short time, we were ready to go further, we're ready to travel, even though we would have liked to stay. And the fifth praise, the Sfarna says, O Yomim, O Chodesh Yomim Chamishis. This is the fifth praise of Klal Yisrael. Shebiktas Eila Azmanim Lo Yehoi Lohem Pnei Lesader In Yonim Vin Yonim Mikneyem. At times they didn't have a lot of time to set up all of the or what they needed for themselves and for their animals. So Viktasam Kvarechinu Vesidru. And sometimes it was a time when they had a lot of time to settle down. And they did settle down. And they were just getting comfortable and settled in their new place and new surroundings. And at a moment's notice, Mistalkim take it very recently, they had to dismantle everything. So there were times they never had a time even to settle in, and they were going further. And then there were times when they had settled in so well and so comfortably and so securely, and all of a sudden Hashem says, without warning, okay, we're traveling, we're going further. And without too much warning, they had to dismantle everything and go further. So the Rishonim understand here that the Torah wanted us to know this. The Torah wanted to elaborate on this, to know, sometimes a day, sometimes overnight, sometimes many years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this without any notice, without too much notice. And the only notice they had was, Kuma Hashem v'yafutza yavecha for Moshe Rabbeinu, and then in Menucha Yoimar, every time they had Menucha, it was Shuvah Hashem. The two things that we're supposed to take in addition to the praise of Klal Yisrael then is the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that every person has in his own life 42 Masois. And that we see that in our own lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us too much warning. Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now you're going to have a period of time, there's going to be a lot of Menucha. And it's going to be a place which is very comfortable. And Parnassah is going well, and the family is going well, and we would like to stay like this. Even if we have Kavana, it was Api Hashem Yachnu. How Kavana is not Me'aves Hamakum, as the Sfarno says. I trust in you, and you like this stage for me, and you're making it comfortable for me, and you're giving me the Parnassah I need. Api Hashem Yachnu. But the Torah is teaching us here that it's not always going to be like that. Sometimes it'll be for a day. Sometimes it'll be for many years. But then Hashem will say, okay, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, it's now time to move on. You're not going to be always in that stage of life. You're not going to always have it good. Now we're going to have to be camped in a place which is rough. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, sometimes in a place which we have to, which Klal Yisrael have to, says to say, that there was Shamru B'nai Yisrael's Mishmeres Hashem. They had to swallow what was difficult to swallow, and yet there was Mishmeres Hashem Shemaro V'lo Yiso. They didn't look for a better place to go. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So there are some stages in life, say this for him, that will be very difficult for us. And for that difficulty, we're ready to also do it Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Hirsch says it one step weiter. That not only is he talking about people's personal stages in life, that sometimes it's better than others, and the test for us is Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, it would always be based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws our way. Nonetheless, this is also a limud l'dayris. It's a limud for all of Golis. That the 40 years in the desert before they enter into Eretz Yisrael, that's also the years in Golis that Klal Yisrael have to endure before we enter into Eretz Yisrael for the final time. And he points out that if you see, the Torah doesn't really tell us too much about their travelings as much as they stress and point out the encampments. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael's mishmeres Hashem, that's pointed out more so than the actual travels. Twice the Torah tells us as mishmeres Hashem shamaru, or v'shomru Yisrael as mishmeres Hashem v'lo yiso, and that's to tell us that sometimes the endurance, says Rav Hirsch, the endurance that we have to have in terms of our patience of when the situation will better itself. Whether that's a personal situation, whether that's the situation with Klal Yisrael and Golis, when the situation will change for the better, that sometimes requires a lot more patience, a lot more endurance than the traveling. The travel, at least we're moving, we feel like we're going somewhere, we feel like there's progress, not as much when we're told, just remain, just stay. And we have no idea how long that's going to be. We don't know how long it's going to be, this period of a place which is uncomfortable, this period where the parnas is not going so well. We don't know how long that's going to be. We don't know how long this gullus will take. We don't know how long this sorrow in gullus will be, how much put this difficult time in gullus will be. That reverse says, that was really the part of the ches and the uraya of Hashem b'nei Yisrael is Hashem b'nei Yisrael. So I think it goes also, because it's right after Manteira, it goes very well, this whole idea that the Rishonim are pointing out here in the Psukim in Parash Baleisko that the Torah wants to point out for us. It goes very well also with a word I heard about to answer the famous question. Torah says they came to Arsinas and is Kofalem Har Kegigas, or Kishboko held the mountain over our head. You better be Mekabel the Torah, if not, that the cloud is over, the mountain is over your head. How does that to be understood with the fact that Klal Yisrael already said Nasa v'nishma? So many different terutzim. I heard a new terutz this year. Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, that's because we already knew who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. We were able to say Zekhei Levan Veyu. We saw at the Yamsuf, we saw Zekhei Levan Veyu, we saw this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who already performed miracles for us in Mitzrayim. We were familiar with him. We knew who he was. That's why they said Zekhei Levan Veyu. They already saw Nisim in Mitzrayim, and then they see again Nisim Al Hayam. So they already saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Do you want to? You want to be Mekabel the Torah?" It's like a person who's always given you good. Mashalamad David Damon, a candy man in Shul, says, "Do you want something?" So we don't know what it's going to be. Should we ask him what it's going to be? Is it going to be a lollipop, or is it going to be a taffy, or is it going to be candy? We know it'll be good. This is the one who always does good for us. So of course we said yes. The other nation, Yishmael, Esav, they never had contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They never had miracles happen to them as a nation. So they said, Maksiv Bey, they want to know what it says before they're ready to accept. We don't know who this person is. He's a stranger to us. So they asked Maksiv Bey. Klal Yisrael, we were already familiar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we didn't ask Maksiv Bey. We said, Nasav and Ishma, we're ready to accept whatever you have to offer. We want to take it because we know who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's true. You have always seen my good side. But I want you to accept the Torah as well with a mountain over your head. Because you should know that when you accept my marrying me, when you accept my chasen and matan Torah and saying Na'aseh v'nishma, you're saying Na'aseh v'nishma, saying I'm ready to be one with Klal Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a kechasen and kala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember the Avas Kul Yisrael, remember these days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know there's always, not always going to be like that. You have to accept it. There's going to be time, sort of, we accept the Torah that sometimes it's going to be as if there's a mountain over your head. Sometimes it's going to be as if the whole world is caving in on you. Sometimes it's not always going to be miraculous times. We're living in miraculous times. We're going to split the way, split the waters. You go through without a problem. Kadosh Baruch Hu will always give you things, will always provide you with man and the be'er, always provide you with pranasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us it's not always going to be that way. So accept the Torah also with the kafalam hakagiz, with a mountain over your head, to know that not always going to be good times, but there's going to be times which are rough. There's going to be times where there's feel like there's a mountain and wanting to bury you. You have to accept the Torah even in that way. And that, the Torah points out here, is the Klal Yisrael did accept that. And there were times which were difficult, there were times which were long periods of comfortability and long periods of discomfort. Nonetheless, it was always Al Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. I agree.